Are y'all PlayStation speaking to me right now?
This is an ambush.
You will be scarred for fucking life.
I be creeping.
As the door opens, like, I pull down my pants.
A cold tip.
Emergency gay backstory.
Are we talking about penises?
No bullshit, just the fucking truth. This is Strength in Gaming.
This is Strength in Gaming, and I'm Samson Lancaster. And today, I'm joined with Salvador Madrigal.
No, he's not.
And Kat McGuire.
Whatever.
And we have Devin Steele back with us again. We did a whiskey tasting before the show, thanks to Elijah's Whiskey Exchange, the underground whiskey that I have access to now. Thank you, Elijah, for that whiskey. So today, after a bit of news, we will be talking about our most anticipated games of 2020, since it's still January.
There are three.
And it's 2020, there are three.
There are only three.
There are only three. According to Devin.
Anticipated means it's going to come out next year. Yeah.
Okay, no, three and this half, year. Garbage.
Well, here's the thing. Yes, yes, exactly. A lot of the anticipated games, well, at least two of the anticipated games.
Most of them.
Are being them. Delayed.
You know what?
We'll get to that. We'll get
you
to that.
Because everything gets delayed. So it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay,
it's
Kat
gonna
says.
It's going
to
be fine.
It's going to be ote.
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 I got a dollar. I got a dollar. I got a dollar. Hey, pickle. hey.
Pickle. I got a pickle.
So Sal, what do we have in the news to start our news off?
Pickles. In the news. Pickles are delicious.
They
yes,
are.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I love pickles. Dill or die?
Dill.
Dill or die?
Yeah.
Dill. Crunchy
likes,
dill.
She likes the butter ones. I'm like, what the
Klassen.
No. Fuck is this garbage?
Klassen. Yeah. Clausen has the crunchiest of the
butter. Dips. Butter pickles are shit.
No, there's this.
Yes, absolutely. We're back.
Yeah.
High five.
Woo! We agree on something. Okay.
Butter pickles are you ready for
we're
the savagery?
Again.
Oh shit! We're gonna have to kill Devin.
Pickles in general are trash.
Oh.
Whatever.
Devin, get the fuck out of our studio. Get the fuck out of my house. Get the fuck out of the studio.
You know what? Pickle juice is a good anti-hangover. Cure, just so you know.
You know what else is good anti
weed?
More booze.
Weed and more booze.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
And
he
not being a lightweight.
A little.
Oh, no, Kat's not a lightweight. That's not a thing.
If you get hangovers, you're a lightweight.
All the time.
Well, what do you call a hangover though? Like there are very.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just fuck you. Just fuck you. I don't fucking believe you.
You're white though. You're like totally white.
What do you mean?
What do you
me?
Mean?
Me? Me or him?
Irish. But you're Irish. Why? Yeah, how do you get hangovers?
When I drink way too much for my body.
You have a wee bit of the potatoes.
Okay.
The next
have you
day.
Okay, have you ever had a hangover after recording here?
No.
Okay, then we're fine. That then yeah.
No.
So you'd have to drink
it's usually
a lot.
After my birthday.
Okay. Yes. Me too. Same.
That's the worst I've ever felt is after I blacked out on my birthday.
Well, I can't. I'm not actually capable of blacking out. It's never happened.
I have blacked out. I woke up with half a toenail missing.
Probably because you need a brain to black out.
And I didn't know how it happened.
I've browned
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I don't have a brain. You've browned out.
I've browned out.
You've browned out.
Where never, things are a little bit hazy, but I still know
yourself?
What happened.
Well, I guess if that's a thing, then sure, yes, things get hazy.
I've never like straight up blacked out where like there's just hours missing of my
no
day.
That's never happened
oh,
to me
I've
never happened
definitely
to me.
Sam's done that
and I've drank whole bottles of whiskey
where he was
by
laying
myself
he was laying on the couch and all of a sudden he rose up like a mummy and started running.
No but that wasn't a blackout
you
that was me
it?
Throwing up. I remember trotting down the hall with Spike holding me while I was throwing up down the hall. Yes, I remember every single minute of that.
I'm sorry. Wait, did you
it
throw
happened.
Up as you went down
yes.
the hall?
Yes!
But you remember it.
As I was going
trail.
Down the hall, I was... Spike was trying to get me to the bathroom. In hindsight, it probably wouldn't have been better if I just threw up in one spot on the tile. But no, I threw up all the way down the hall on the wall. In the cat box,
was he carrying
in the ground.
You?
No, he was just like holding me, like pushing me, like down the hall.
It was a weird like, fucking waltz.
Fucking sit down.
Yes, waltz. It was
oh,
a waltz.
Oh god.
Of heaving.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't fucking know.
Drinking.
The show is about drinking. Pickles
being delicious. The best pickles aren't.
Oh, pickles
aren't
being
Velasic
fucking trash.
Klassen.
Klassen. Nope.
No.
There's this pickle place from New York.
Oh, oh yeah. Oh, no, no, no.
Fancy pickles.
Why eat
there's
pickles
place,
when you can eat zucchini
there's
instead?
A place where I used to work, which I can say now because fuck you. I used to work at AAA, and down the street from AAA was a fucking Tommy Pastrami. and they had really fucking good pickles.
Oh, we can talk shit on AAA now?
Oh, you can talk as much shit as you want on AAA, and I don't work there anymore.
Yeah, I used to work there, too. Whenever Sam and I reference having worked together before, that was where.
Yeah. And I don't care if you talk about past jobs. I just don't... I don't want anybody to talk about the current job...
And then get in trouble?
Yeah, because I have to edit that out, because if they get in trouble, then I'm fucking responsible for that shit.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about getting in trouble. I'm worried about people coming to find me. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Worried about them stalkers?
Are you waiting for the fucking law?
No, but my work doesn't give a shit.
Hot cat.
That was good.
Was that a worker of you guys?
What?
We
both said hot cat at the same time, and we were pretending to be stalkers.
Oh.
At the exact same time.
Oh, you should have said, Jinx, God. You owe me a Coke.
Jinx, you owe me a cock.
Not that I think that people are desperate to find me, okay? I don't think that. But there's always that possibility that there's just
Premise.
One crazy person out. Prem is not crazy. He's
no, he's not crazy.
Oh, no, he's very Polish.
He's crazy.
What's that supposed to mean?
He's crazy.
Ow, that hurt.
I don't think he would come all the way from
Canada.
You
gotta be
Canada.
Careful around
no.
him.
No,
you'd be surprised.
He'll slob squat and fucking scuttle like a crab all the way. Zoidberg.
Why not Zoidberg? Oh, shit. We were talking... What we got? Pickles. Pickles went on pickles this crazy tangent. Pickles are amazing.
So,
no,
they're
you.
Not.
Fuck you, because Japan okay. has the most amazing pickles.
Answer me this. Oh, yeah. Why would you ever eat a pickle when you can eat zucchini? Zucchini is just better in every way.
No.
Superior.
No.
You can't pickle a zucchini,
no.
though.
No.
I mean, you can.
You can pickle anything.
Yeah,
no, don't pickle it. Just eat it.
You know what one of my favorite pickled things is?
Put like sliced zucchini on a burger instead
spicy
of fucking
pickled eggs.
Pickles.
Spicy pickled
those
eggs.
Get me the win something fierce. Holy crap, dude. That's horrible. That's
your fucking Irish accent's better than mine.
Yeah. Well, he's Scottish, so he can. Yeah. It's easier.
But I'm part Irish.
Yes, but
I'm mostly
he's
Irish
actually
and
part
I can't
Scottish.
Do an
I've been injected by the Irish. No, but pickled eggplant. Japanese pickled eggplant.
Yeah. Japanese pickled eggplant. I like
The sensei used to drink Coors Light and a bunch of pickled vegetables and shit.
They would drink the pickled vegetables?
Yeah. They liquefy it in a big fucking plate like socking shit.
There's an amazing ramen joint that opened right around the corner from my house.
There's a
really
ramen joint
hungry.
Down by the way. You never tried it.
It's one of those it's one of those epic places. You know it's good because they close during the middle of the day. They're like, we're open for lunch, and then we're closed for a few
hours, Japanese
and then we
siesta.
Have a dinner sitting.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a Japanese
yeah, yeah,
siesta.
Yeah, yeah.
We gotta make the tonkatsu. It takes a while to boil it. A
few days, if you want to make it right.
Yeah, well, it's like the, in Dotonbori, what do they call the oil that they like, they fry all of the deep fried stuff in? They like, and or the broth too, like they keep it for like centuries. Like, I'm not joking. Like, they actually keep it like permanently. Like,
yeah, there's a
generation.
There's a joint in Mexico that's had the same mole going for like fucking 50 years.
Oh, yeah. So
they
did it too.
Adding shit to it.
It's crazy.
It's one of those things like.
Get the squirts right there.
Having made ramen at home a couple times, mm-hmm. from
oh,
like
there's no difference, right? It, like when you
like
when
not
you had it fresh.
Yeah, like I'm not even talking instant ramen. I'm talking like I spent an entire fucking day, like 10 hours, like making a specific tare and like making aromatic oils and like fucking making a bowl of ramen. It's nothing compared to like a good shop's ramen that they've had, like brewing the broth with the pork bones for days at a time.
Yeah, the
like,
best
there's
one.
Just
yeah.
no difference,
and that's probably why I haven't had any ramen, because you can't actually get. Like vegetarian or seafood ramen, I don't think
you can but man. Only at specific spots. Like the place yeah. by my house, actually, it's sad now. If I want to go, I have to go by myself. Cause
or you know what you could do?
The wife doesn't eat meat, and they have miso ramen.
Is that recent?
Yeah.
It just opened, like a month or two ago.
The wife not eating meat.
Oh no, that's been like a majority of this year. She's been pescatarian.
You well, should try. If,
okay,
if,
this year that's recent to
if
me.
You ever
I'm
go
old, remember?
That's right. You fucking knew Jesus before he was crucified.
Yeah. If you ever go somewhere, try the miso ramen. A lot of times.
And well, newsflash, he's not coming back. Sorry.
You have to. You have to ask on the miso ramen, because like the place by my house, mm-hmm. they do miso ramen. but they still make like a tonkatsu style, like pork bone broth under the miso for whatever reason.
Shio ramen.
I don't care about like cross contamination. I just don't. I would prefer.
Well, it's made with like actual animal bones and carcasses.
You know what you can also do is suck it up. Don't be a bitch and
the
have
fuck
a nice
was that cat? What's going
she
on?
Doesn't like carcasses in her food, I guess.
No.
Well, I mean,
bone marrow. Try some bone marrow, cat.
It's so fucking good.
With some fava beans and Chianti.
No, yeah. Skip all that shit. You don't need any dressings.
Were we actually going to talk about news here? Like, is there actual gaming news?
Pickles are delicious.
Well, they are, but
nudes.
I feel like nudes. I feel nudes. Like discussing the video games that are going to come out this year is going to be kind of like the news too.
Okay.
So we should just bullshit for the half for the first half.
All right, so
that was the most white girl shit I've ever seen with like
Microsoft.
The
oh my god,
oh my like, god,
Microsoft. Mm-hmm. Microsoft released some more news on.
Oh, so did Sony.
Yeah, so did Sony as well.
Oh!
I was doing my sound impression. Did I do a good job?
That's pretty good.
Really. Mine has, it's more guttural, like I took something up the butt.
It's because this is what Sal sounds like. He sounds like this is how he talks. Huey Lewis in the news.
Every time I make that voice when I'm making fun of somebody, doesn't matter who it is, Heather goes, why are you sound like Sal right now? Even if I'm making fun of Heather, I'll make fun of her in that voice. She'll be like, why do I sound like Sal?
This is more condescending.
It's more insulting that way.
Yes.
But, so Microsoft.
Microsoft.
Microhard.
So
macro hard.
I don't know if this makes me want the console less, but exclusivity is not going to be anything for like a year.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not going to be exclusive, but it's also going to be backwards compatible for all of their own games.
PlayStation is doing the same, but they've always done that. I mean,
that's...
And again, who the fuck still plays their old games? Like,
I'm just fucking. I'm a fucking elitist,
both
dude. I play
Devin,
PS2
I
and no end.
Both
games.
Devin and Kat raised both hands aggressively, violently.
I play PS2 games to no fucking end. That was my favorite.
Dude, PS2
era.
Games Silent are Hill. Where it's at. They're
that's
so
the fucking
good.
Shit.
Yeah.
When I saw PS5 is supposedly going to go back all the way to PS5,
why do
games,
I feel
I was like
I didn't
oh,
know this about
yeah.
you, Kat?
What?
That you constantly play old games.
I mean, not constantly lately, but I still go back to old games like PS3, PS2. I always go back.
You should be streaming some retro shit. I think you doing retro shit would be good.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, here's the thing, though.
Because you got a couple
of most
millennials.
Of those games, most of the games
fucking millennials.
You can get on the
we're all making
hand
jerking motions that double we're getting the dick to floor ratio right now. I think it's going on.
That's the best one right there, double dong.
Double dong.
White knuckle.
Like all of the old games.
Did you hear about the new exercise bike brand, Peladong?
Peladong?
Yeah.
I've done that for years. Stole it from me.
Yeah.
But all the old games you can already get them in some way or another other than the original release.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, at least on the PlayStation side, like I'm a pretty big fan of just having one console like set up, because I don't have like a media center with like all my consoles.
Yeah.
Right.
I have like one area for like a current console, and then I have a shelf with all of my console collection.
Yeah.
That's not plugged in.
Yeah. But
so it's like I'm a big fan of like, okay, if I get a PS5, I can just play whatever on it. So my PS4, my PS3, my PS2, and my PS1, because yes, I have fucking all of them.
Same.
Can just be on the shelf for display.
Yeah. I have them in a storage box, so when I feel like breaking out the old systems and playing the games, I can. Mm-hmm. But it's not very often that I do that. But the PS5 is going to be nice because I can at least have all my games in one place. I can have them all out and be able to play them on one system and not have like my center to cluttered, you know. But I'm also a fan of just having one plugged in, and then if I just feel like on a whim playing something, I can always go grab it.
Here's the thing: you're gonna get all those old ones except for PS3.
What?
Yeah, you still won't be able to play PS3 because of the stupid way they coded it.
No, it's fucking dumb. They can make it work if they want it to.
Well, they can do it through emulation, but I don't know if it'll be as good. I know some of the older games through emulation they're not that great.
Through immolation?
But to be fair, if there was going to be...
Light them on fire.
If there was going to be an error passed on, PS3 would probably be
They fucking okay. suck because of the, because the technology they use.
The thing is, like, I have a PS3 and I've
PS3s
had it.
PS3s are since really good games.
Almost when yeah. it came out, and it still works. It's yeah. fine. PS1s and PS2s do not last that long if you actually use them. Apart, yeah. So, like, I'd much rather they be able to capture the 1 and 2 era in PS5, because, like, that's the hardest one to just fucking keep up with.
Still don't yeah. have Legend of Dragoon anywhere.
I've had, like, a handful of PS1s and, like, 4 PS2s over the years because they all shit out eventually.
Yeah, I modded the fuck out of mine.
I didn't mod shit. It just eventually died.
But, man. A year without exclusivity.
Yeah.
And the games that are going to be pretty much all cross-platform.
Oh, so that's another thing. So Horizon Zero Dawn might be coming to PC.
Yep.
Ooh. Yeah. That would be
apparently
beautiful.
People are taking that as a sign that maybe, like, this whole exclusive thing in general is just kind of going to be a way of the past.
But I mean, it's been
hopefully.
On the PS4 long
It'll be
enough.
More like timed exclusives instead of full exclusives for
yeah.
one.
It's been on the PS4 long enough to where they can start branching out. I mean,
like,
nobody hardly plays the game anymore. I don't even know if anybody plays the game anymore.
I mean,
I've never played the game, to be fair.
It's a great game.
But it'd be a new revenue
it's
stream if they, if
it's
they
a great
added
game.
To
like,
online.
The Souls game, the Souls community has had like a 5 different schlung hard on since the news, because they're like, oh fuck, can we have Bloodborne on PC, please, for the love of God. Can
yes.
you imagine Bloodborne on PC? Holy fuck.
Yes, but why does the PvP suck so hard?
The netcode was terrible.
Okay.
That's why.
Because
plain and simple, the netcode
was
it awful.
Was in good roll physics.
Well, but I also did one. I did one PvP with my character. I didn't have mm-hmm. a build or anything, just my first playthrough character. And yeah. again, it was the first Souls game I ever played. I did one PvP later.
Same here.
And it literally was just like us beating on each other and injecting ourselves with blood shit for fucking like 20 minutes. It was it was stupid. Like, I'm not even talking about like the connectivity or anything like that. It was just the PvP was garbage because it's like we can't kill each other.
If you think about it, like, invasions are kind of similar in DS3 though.
No,
like,
but you run out. You run out of Estus. You run
we
out of
run
Estus.
Out of blood vials in Bloodborne. It just takes longer.
A very long time.
But yeah. But also the one thing that I appreciate about Bloodborne's PvP is you can be parried while healing.
Say
you,
what?
You can parry someone healing. That like you can parry almost any animation in Bloodborne. So like if
well,
they're injecting,
it's not really a parry.
And you shoot,
it's
no, they
interrupt.
Can, well, no, it puts them into a state where you can riposte them for. You know,
yes,
damage.
That's true, but I guess I don't consider shooting somebody a parry, but because a parry is deflecting an attack.
I guess so.
The definition of a parry is deflecting an
he's
attack.
Attacking
sure,
himself.
I guess if you want
it's
to be technical.
It's staggering.
About it,
it's you stagger him in Bloodborne. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, but it works the same as a parry works in
yes,
Dark Souls.
I got you. It's I didn't just, know that. I didn't know, yeah, I didn't know you can interrupt him.
You can interrupt heals and put him in a stagger state where you can riposte them. So what I see a lot of people actually do now, because the tech is so advanced now, is they'll fucking somebody will try to heal, the person will stagger them, then they'll hit them once normally, and then take the stagger damage afterward. It's called a burrito for whatever reason.
All right.
I like the name.
So you could basically just one shot anyone who tries to heal.
You like the name because you're hungry. Because so am I.
I am so.
Oh my god, so am I.
Dude, honestly,
can we talk about the fact that we're all on fucking diets and shit?
While you were talking about Bloodborne, I was thinking about In-N-Out.
I was gonna say, I was gonna say, so an interesting turn of events.
I'm super like excited for Del Taco after I leave.
Fuck you.
Why after you leave? Let's go get it right now.
I
or during the break.
I'm
Let's
fucking
go.
Down. I'm game.
That's not allowed.
Fucking Postmates that shit.
So, go ahead.
So, product placement. And what's the point of getting a console right off the bat?
No, there's never any point to early adoption.
No, usually there's a couple of games that'll sell the console, but this
but there's
time
no
around,
point
there's
to
nothing.
Early adoption.
But a lot of games too, though, like when a console first drops, will still be released for the older generation. So even that's
yeah,
not
that,
really
that,
a reason.
That's why Microsoft said that there's not going to be.
Yeah, that sounded like Microsoft.
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 Macro hard.
But that's their reasoning. It's like, well, people are still going to be using the old Xbox. Xbox One X? Is that what it's called?
Sure.
X series.
It's so fucking dumb. Their naming conventions are so
shit. Oh, I don't know. It's
the 4K version of the Xbox One, whatever.
All I know is that you can still use the Xbox One.
Xbox One Series X, One, One, X.
Yeah, those adopters. Those adopters are all called Xbox.
They're all fucking trash. Who cares? Nobody plays Xbox anyway.
Yeah.
At least PlayStation goes in order. They make it easy.
They do.
Yeah. PS5's great reveal is they put a 5 instead of a 4.
I know, the logo reveal was ridiculous. It was exactly the same style and everything as
the
PS3. Let's
change the number. Brilliant.
That was such a fucking Apple moment.
It was such a fucking Fapple moment.
To be fair, I was kind of surprised they went with PS5 because I figured at some point they would want to be like hip in some way and do like the PlayStation.
Here's the thing, though.
They could dump
PlayStation.
Galaxy.
Here's the thing.
Roman numeral 5. V.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
PSV.
But here's the thing, though. Us, as PlayStation hardcore, like, ride-or-die PlayStation people, if we weren't also PC Master Race, we would totally still just buy the PS5. Like, without a question.
I'll buy it eventually.
Absolutely.
So it's it's actually very comparable to being a fucking Apple fan, to be honest.
Yeah, the only thing selling me on the consoles is the 4K. Mm-hmm. That's fucking it. Everything else is like, I got a really good PC and most of the games are going to be cross-platform.
I don't even like...
PC
like,
is making it hard now because I've only recently switched to PC. Like, y'all have been PC Master Race for a long time.
I've been PC Master Race since I was a fucking child.
I just got a PC that's like gaming capable within the last year.
Yeah.
And it's like, why do I play console?
Exactly.
Like, with DBD, for example, Dead by Daylight. Like,
oh, I would never play that on a console.
I play it on PS4 and on PC. Because I got it on PS4 before I ever had a PC. And it's like, now I only ever play on PC. The only time I play on PS4 is if, like, I have friends that only play on PS4.
Yeah, the PS4
I'll play with my friends, but it's like
fucking garbage, too, though.
I don't understand why I would ever play it of my own
volition. There's a...
And Dark Souls is similar, to
there's
be
a,
fair.
There's a lag like, now that I've played that on PC. Get skill checks on PS4. Like, I'll get a skill check.
Yeah, there was a lag, too, when I was doing skill checks when we were streaming.
The
and it was because I was fucking drunk.
Well, but
he
also...
just sucked,
also,
though,
like, a PC, like...
No, so I fucking hate Survivor. It's shit. I play killer. That's what I do. I'm not a Survivor.
I'm the opposite. I'm a Survivor man. But,
I love Survivor.
But I enjoy killer, too.
I'm a
but
main,
the thing is, like...
killer.
Like, Survivor, I don't feel like is that different PC to console. It's relatively similar. But killer is, like... hyper different because if somebody 360s you on console, it's hard as fuck with a controller to turn your like shit.
On PC, you can catch them easy.
PC, you just whip that mouse and you're like, fuck you, bitch. You
bam,
360 now. What?
I did.
I
when I cross mapped, hatcheted.
Yeah, with
some asshole.
That's
that
the other thing
beautiful.
Too.
With the Huntress,
the camera speed so slow. The camera speed is so slow on PS4. Like you wouldn't be able to hardly cross.
And you can't turn up
like,
the sensitivity either. So you're stuck with whatever.
Yeah, and with my mouse, I can switch the sensitivity as I go. I can turn it up and down as I play because it's a Razer Naga.
I actually got a new mouse and keyboard.
I don't fucking know what you're talking about.
We're beating jungle worms right
now.
Wow,
that's a fucking pull. That's a pull.
We're switching.
Actually, we should three. At least
I'm
three.
Really
maybe
hungry.
Four.
I'm so sorry.
Team DBD Survivor.
No, absolutely. Full once team. once Kat gets her PC, we should do
Kat
a ton of co-op or just multi, you know, all streaming together.
If we can get a full group, we don't even have to go online. You can just somebody picks the killer or we get the random.
If we can get
five.
If we get five, we can
just
switch.
Well, if we get one more,
killer.
Then I could play killer.
So, maybe like the four of us and Heather? Would Heather ever play DVD? I don't know. Ashley won't go near it, so.
I would be 316 running Sam around for all fucking match, dude.
I would kill Sal first.
I would never be.
I would
by
hate
Sam.
His ass. Immediately.
We tried playing with Bubba, and Bubba was playing the killer, dude. Oh my god, I had him running the whole match.
To be fair, I'm not a very good killer, but I'm like right now I'm ranked 3 on Survivor.
Yeah, you're one of the assholes. You're the one of the assholes that teabag me.
No, I don't. I don't, you know, do what? That
if,
shit.
If Mo ever comes out of his cave, we can have Mo play the killer.
He's actually, what tends to happen to me is I get in fights in the after game chat with fucking survivors that are being.
I saw that
douchebags.
That shit was happening in ours.
Yeah, no, because fucking survivors are toxic little cunts.
They are.
So I'm usually like on the killer side. Like, absolutely, they're just playing the game.
After I Memento Mori'd this guy, him and his buddy. Not the guy that got Memento Mori'd, but the other buddy, the guy that was like, I hung him right before I Memento Mori'd the other chick. Mm. And he was like, he wanted my mom to get raped by ISIS. Those are his exact words.
Again?
Again. So
I had a game yesterday, actually, just yesterday, where this, so two people got killed because the killer was pretty efficient. They played well. Like, slightly scummy. Like, they would come back to hooks pretty instantly after unhooks and whatnot. But, like, I mean, it's, you can choose to do that.
What are you going
to
do?
It's slightly scummy, but I want to win. It's efficient, so who cares? So, whatever. Killer's playing pretty efficiently, so they got two kills. They caught the third person, and the third person DC'd instantly.
Ugh.
And then in the aftergame chat was like, oh, I'm glad that you, like me, got hatch. Because I got the hatch after they DC'd. And I actually responded to them and was like, honestly, I almost didn't take it on purpose and had the killer hook me anyway because it felt so fucking dirty.
Yeah.
Like, how could you DC was like that for
one,
that purpose?
Was, yeah, that, I mean, one bitch that was hiding the whole time.
You fucking shit.
Waiting for you to die.
Yes.
So you
the killer thought it was great.
I know, but that reminded me, like he said, of that when he was, because he was watching us play, when that fucking...
the Meg?
The Meg, yeah. When that CJ fucking Meg...
I've been editing the video, so I'm familiar with the Meg.
Yes, the Meg, she fucking... And I didn't know that this was a thing. She literally waited until the very end, and then she went out on and stood on the hatch. And then after he knocked her down, she went in the hatch. Like,
yeah, she was camping it hard.
Yeah,
she wanted the escape.
Yeah, those frames are fucking nuts on that game.
The thing is too that we were playing at fucking rank 20. At rank 20, like, you're still afraid of the killer, and you just want to escape. Like, for me, I don't care. Yeah. I'm not scared. I don't give a shit.
No, at rank 20.
I'm playing
20,
to have fun.
At rank
so
20 for people that aren't us, sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
because,
yeah.
Because no, I'm a killer. So I'm not scared of killers.
Yeah, no.
they can still jump scare me, but I'm not afraid of killers.
So, like, that's what I am a killer. In the video that I'm editing right now is, like, us shitting on that Meg super hard. And then it's just, like, there's a 1 second just black screen with text, like, it's all good, baby Meg. Love you. Like, it's fine. We're shitting on you, but it's okay.
Right when Sam died, and she went and hid somewhere. I was like, "Dad, this bitch is going to wait till Devin's
dead."
She just
popped in the locker. And yeah, I timed it, too. Time. I looped that Legion for, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah, it was a lot. I'm sure they were getting frustrated. Like, oh, damn it. Just die already.
Oh, it's so good.
And yeah, the audio of, like, me yelling, she's still in the fucking locker. Oh, my God. She
she's
went
right
back
next
in
to
a
the
locker.
Hatch.
She's right next to the hatch in a locker.
Cat's like, what the fuck are
this
these
does not,
talking about?
This actually doesn't sound fun to me. I don't like this.
No, it's super fun.
It's one of those
Survivor's
things that, like,
fun.
I hate, no, I don't like Survivor at all.
It doesn't
all,
sound
but,
fun, but when you play it,
but
it is fun.
But I did,
your heart race
exactly.
It surprises it, but... you.
I didn't mind playing Survivor with a friend. Like, by myself, it was shit. It was garbage.
Solo queue is special. With Survivor, like, you have to either be
sometimes you get
good.
A good person and sometimes you get fucking utter
but see as killer
either,
I'm always solo.
You either have to be good to play solo queue or you have to not give a fuck. Those are your two options.
Yeah,
because, like, you will live or die based on how your team plays. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like,
if you get a good team, even if you're a shit player, you'll survive probably.
Yeah, me, I'm generator guy.
Trash.
I'm always running generators.
Yeah, me too. I like repairing generators. I like running a toolkit with God, who was it? What's the name of the Sire that I played all the time?
Claudette.
Yeah, I like running.
Who historically generators. Was the healer? Except now survivors are just skins. They don't really matter that much. But
yeah, well, but I do like that she can heal herself. I really like the ability to heal myself was nice. But I enjoy having toolkits, and I had like two purple toolkits during that stream. And you were like, well, how the fuck do you have all these toolkits? Actually, it was technically three because
I was surprised
because
you don't play Survivor.
I kept hardly. One. Well, but
so that's why I was confused. Was just
yeah,
like,
but I had
but you don't
a lot of fucking blood points. I already had, like, literally, like, I earned my blood points as killer.
See, yeah,
that's what I'm like. That's why I stopped playing the game.
I think my Huntress is level 50.
I'm a hardcore survivor main.
Like, I got most of my characters like maxed out, and I was like, oh,
I'm fucking rank 3 survivor, and I'm pretty sure rank 19 or 20 killer.
I have no idea.
I never play killer.
I have no idea what rank my killer was.
Hardly ever. I did play killer the other day though.
I feel like it was in the low teens at least.
I had a daily to chainsaw 3 people with Billy.
Yeah, I had that one.
So
before.
I played old Hillbilly.
Like, I've played a few of the different killers because of the dailies, but
same here.
I'm a Huntress main.
I'm trying to be a Huntress main, but my monitor also is fucking giant because it's just a television. That's like
right
on my
face. That's hard.
Yeah. And that's hard with Huntress because you have to know where the center of your screen is.
Yeah, that's why I like hatchets. Having the
you
biggest.
Can,
the biggest I go, I think it's 27 inches. The biggest I go on a monitor.
Yeah, so I'm more of a hag main. Honestly, I play a lot of hag. And I pretty much always 4K.
Yeah, my jam was Hillbilly and
unless I give someone hatch
and the Doctor.
Yeah, well for me it's Huntress.
Did you see the Doctor rework?
The Huntress.
No, does it suck now?
Oh no, it's so much better.
Is it?
Yeah,
Huntress, it was already fucking broken with his AOE.
Is it
he doesn't
Mo's,
have to switch stances now.
Mo's the Doctor, right?
Mo's jam is the
Doctor. He doesn't have to switch stances now.
Yeah, it's fucking broken as fuck.
But he has a cooldown. If he uses the static, he can't attack for like 3 seconds.
Dude, that was.
And he has a new version that's a static blast. Second.
But yeah, I'm
that like reveals where survivors are. So he doesn't passively just like people don't just scream passively.
Okay,
and Wraith.
He has to do a blast to make that happen.
Like I started with Wraith, but I ended.
But
up
he has his own chase
Huntress
music
main.
Now too. It's unique, and I love it. And everyone else hates it.
Just like your face.
Basically. No, so, I don't even love my face.
So now PlayStation is not going to be at E3 again.
Yeah.
That's why I said this E3
fucking again.
Sony's, not
really.
They don't give a shit anymore. They're just like, fuck you.
They got their own venue.
We do our thing.
They get to keep all that money to themselves. They don't have to share ESA.
I mean, I guess I get it, but still it's like,
I wish Microsoft would do something similar in E3 story. Get phased out. It sucks.
I still think we should go to E3 this year.
You're gonna get some shit from Nintendo what? And from Xbox. But
what did you say?
So don't you go to E3 like every year?
The last 3, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Has it been 3? Have I gone 3 times?
It's
maybe
been
2 or 3. Yeah.
It's been a few years. It's been at least 2.
But
for sure, like E3 I can distinctly remember 2 years.
No,
in
3.
A row.
2019, 18, and 17. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. If you go to E3 this year, you're going to have Xbox and Nintendo there. But Xbox is going to have something off-site.
But I want at least one other person to come with me to E3 this year. So if anybody's interested.
What month is it?
June. It's 3 days in June.
Maybe.
Okay.
But
it's a strong maybe for me as well.
You might have some...
Because of school.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll
survive. You're probably more likely
because of depression and or suicide, maybe.
Well, that's Sal's excuse. Come on. Give us something original.
It's not an excuse. It's a promise. So you might get to play...
Just counting down, motherfucker.
The autism is thick.
I'm just waiting for that one bad day.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for a day not to be bad. What?
Well, that worst day.
That worst day.
But you're gonna probably get some Microsoft games and stuff in there. But
that was dark, yeah, and metal.
And of course, Nintendo's gonna have their booth there, like last year. But as far as the reveals and stuff, Xbox is not gonna be there. They're gonna be offsite somewhere.
Yeah, they also do their
own. And they're probably gonna have a larger
Microsoft
venue.
Theater, probably.
Yeah, they're gonna have a larger venue outside of E3. So if you want to go play some of the new console games, you're going to have to go off-site. So shit that's going to be there is going to be maybe Nintendo showing off the new fucking...
But then Nintendo does their own shit, too. So.
Yeah, but they're gonna be
they
there
have
like
their fucking
last year.
Directs
last year,
like 7 times a year.
Yeah, last year they had Smash and a bunch of the games that they're going to be releasing on the Switch.
Speaking of fucking Smash, Byleth and Smash...
Yeah,
who all knows who that even is? Who even gives a fuck?
Yes. Sal and Eddie were talking about their fire, like They're going like, fire emblem characters.
Isn't there like a million fire emblem characters?
Where the fuck is Waluigi? If they're gonna start just adding fucking random,
why don't we
bullshit,
just start putting Sokaiden a fucking
that's
characters?
The thing. Like, is the latest Fire Emblem game, like, I've put in like a good 200 hours.
You put in
game.
Work.
It's a really good game, but like for Smash, it's fine for like an auxiliary character. But when fans are like pounding at the gates for Waluigi, it's like, it's kind of a weird choice.
Yeah, fucking give us Waluigi.
To be like, fuck you, another Fire Emblem character.
It's kind of douchey, really. I don't even
and
care.
And then probably they're going to add Bayonetta 2, The Revenge. And Before they add anything...
Fucking bring in Dante.
I don't understand why they're adding another Fire Emblem person. There's so many other things that they could add.
And they already have, like, several Fire Emblem characters, too.
And then the levels that they're adding are kind of, like, mediocre as well. The only thing that's good is the soundtrack that they're adding. They're adding more songs and shit. So pretty good.
Toby Fox did a soundtrack thing for Pokemon, I believe. That's fun.
This is the show of bullshitting.
It's a fun tidbit.
I did want to cover one thing, though, before we went on break, and that was... That
gay sex.
Yes.
Do it.
No,
do
we
it
cover
often.
That all the time. and that is that before the show, I distinctly was like, hey, is it okay if like we don't eat beforehand? Because like we're doing meal prep and we're like on a diet and stuff. And
yeah.
It's because of the booze.
I didn't look, okay? I'm sorry.
And Kat didn't look. Spoilers, Kat didn't look. But I assumed Kat would be okay with it because she had already said that she started dieting, working out so that she could fit into your dress.
I know.
To my surprise, I was shocked that Sal was like, I can't fucking have carbs anymore. And I was like, what?
And I'm on virtually like a starvation diet.
Yeah, but that's like your normal diet, though.
No, it's not.
You should do the Spartan diet.
You're just
fasting constantly.
I'm fasting a lot.
I'm ready to have my cheat day tonight. Like,
she's ready for it.
I started yesterday, but I'm ready for my cheat day.
No.
That White Claw.
I've been.
I'm ready
really
for some motherfucking Del Taco.
I was here last time, so
yeah,
it's been
you
two
said,
weeks.
You said you had you made progress.
I made good progress, and I haven't really had a cheat day, so I'm fucking ready now because I'm really hungry.
Me too. I want to eat so bad.
Oh, we got so much more show to do.
I can't have a cheat day.
I've also been working out every day, which is very new for me. I'm a fucking slug.
I mean, I knew that Kat was probably working out, but I did not know that you... I heard at some point that you might actually have done something, but I did not know that you're working out
daily.
I'm right there with you.
Okay, so Wednesday,
that's me every day.
Wednesday was a break day, and I still like biked a mile and did some stretches and shit.
Nice.
And that was like, I'm not doing anything today. But no, I bike like a mile or two a day, and then I do like 30 to 40 minutes of like calisthenic type shit, and then weightlifting every other day.
You and Ash should join us
on top
at CrossFit.
That on top of starving myself is like, oh god, I want to eat.
Well, here's the thing with weightlifting, you do need to eat though.
Have you been doing like intermittent fasting or?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's
that's
hard.
Basically
it's
what it
hard
is.
Hard at first.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
I can't do intermittent fasting. What I do is
I have like a salad for lunch every day, Monday through Friday is just a salad for lunch.
I eat when I'm hungry. That's what I do. And when I lift a lot, I eat more.
If I'm dying, I'll have a hard-boiled egg in the morning. But otherwise, I
Are
fast
you doing
all morning.
Post-workout shakes?
Yes. So I do.
I don't understand why you're very hungry afterwards, though.
No, well, not post-workout, but like...
Shakes aren't very
You're supposed to do a pre and a post.
That just keeps
pre,
you from dying. It doesn't,
you
it doesn't make you feel full.
And the post...
Gives you the nutrition, but not
Well, no, the post,
yeah.
the post is... It's like whey powder.
Well, I've been basically eating every. I've been eating constantly every day. So it's like breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, or multiple snacks. Sometimes I add to snacks. So like I've been a hobbit the last few days because I had meal preps already.
Second
for
breakfast.
I've had meal preps for breakfast, but that
what
was
about
like
third seas?
Basically Heather goes, okay, so this meal prep this third day third is only like 1,100 calories, so you need to make up for that. So I just was like, okay, I'm just gonna have a fucking breakfast burrito, and then I'll have my regular breakfast as the snack, and then I'll have another snack after that snack, and then I'll have lunch, and I just keep eating, and then before, like right before the workout, I drink. It's not quite, it's not like protein, but it's like a pre-workout hydration. And then afterwards, we'll eat dinner, and then I'll have a shake after dinner. And I've been fine. Like, I'm only hungry today because I haven't had a shake yet. I did eat dinner.
I gave you a shake. I'm hungry today because I haven't eaten all
today. Same. Today I did have I had breakfast and second breakfast and snack and lunch.
Fucking A, I wish.
All I've had today is a cup of coffee, a post workout shake, and a pear. And that's all I've eaten today.
I had
did
a
you
yogurt.
Just eat my arm?
I want to go to like Del Taco.
I did have some leftover chili because I made chili for dinner last night with Beyond Meat.
Ooh.
Beyond Meat chili.
Do not eat that.
Chili is good.
You're gonna get fucking cancer off of that Beyond Meat.
If you eat too much
fake,
of it, sure.
Fake crap.
You know what I really want right now? Just some Jack in the Box tacos.
You're gonna tell an ex-smoker that I could get cancer? Ooh, I'm so concerned.
So frightened.
Here's the thing.
Both of you assholes with your fucking dark brooding bullshit.
Lung cancer is better than
cancer.
Trying to get colon cancer, dude. Because not being able to shit. It sucks.
But did you know about prostate cancer?
You can get that.
Have
shit
you heard about our Lord and Savior prostate cancer?
Do you know how many men get prostate cancer?
Like everybody,
100%. If you live long enough, you will have it.
Yeah,
I'm.
It's
you know, no, I masturbate like every day. It's not possible. Dies.
It if you live long enough, you will get it.
You're gonna
when
get
I'm like 120, I'll get prostate cancer.
Yeah.
When you're 80 or 90,
theoretically,
you know, I may have.
Every average. Man will get prostate the cancer average. If they live long enough.
I may have a very strong.
Cat's gonna get prostate cancer. That's
no,
awesome.
I might get colon cancer.
Yeah, that's
sorry.
Or breast cancer.
And that's the thing that Beyond Meat is fucking modified as fuck, dude. It's
yeah.
so modified.
No, it's not healthy. As a pescatarian, eating Beyond or Impossible shit is like junk food to us. We'll have it when we really like. You know, it's like a cheat day.
What about Jack in the Box tacos? That's tofu, right?
No, there's meat
soy.
In them too.
That's meat and cardboard.
It's like soy.
Yeah,
and
that's
so good.
That's the best tasting cardboard I've ever had.
I wouldn't say meat. It's like it's meat extender.
It's fillers, yeah.
You know, like if you grew up in the 60s and went to like
sawdust.
Camp and they had that meat
Chinese
extender, and
newspaper.
I was like, why has the pigeon population dropped?
Squab.
Crazy idea. We should just order like 30 Jack in the Box tacos.
Can we?
I can't eat Jack in the Box tacos.
I can't eat the taco shells.
I can because I'm only watching calories. And I can
have
like
a salad.
I can
tacos.
I can because it's Friday night and I don't care.
Well, like meat.
So,
dude,
but what happened to you?
I eat a ton of fucking bacon, dude. That's amazing.
No, but so you're keto. You're stuck on keto. Why?
For the diabetes.
Yeah, the diabetes.
Oh my god, it's so much better. I've been doing it for 4 weeks.
You feel better?
So much better. Doesn't help for the gout.
No.
Does not
eating
help
bacon constantly
yeah.
will not help with
Does
the
not
gout.
Not help for the gout, dude. It shit sucks.
Yeah,
but
that's the
as
problem.
As far as everything
dude.
Else, it's a lot better.
So you're doing it because of the diabetes. Whoop. Ominous tones. You're doing Kat's doing it because you're getting married.
In a year, so I have time.
Getting Bill Murray'd.
Getting Bill Murray'd. And you're doing it why?
Because I've been fat my whole life and I'm sick of it. And also because I hit that 30 mark and I'm like, oh fuck, I'm gonna die soon.
Wait, you're 30?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
man,
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah,
shit.
I'm turning 31 this year.
Oh,
I'm shorted myself.
We're breaking shit. Don't worry
I'm
about
turning
it.
31 this year.
I didn't know that. Fuck.
So I'm like,
okay,
I'm going to die soon. I need to be healthy.
Dial this back. You already hit your dirty 30. Kat hasn't yet.
This year.
We have to plan something big for that.
And you don't have 10 kids yet?
But nah, I had no idea. I didn't realize that you had already hit the 30. So we got to do something for you.
I had 30 last year.
We got to go get him fucking shit-faced.
I'm about to hit 31.
Give him the diabetes.
We got to get it. Well, and we got to make up for it.
I've finally realized that I am slowly decaying more so than I thought.
Do you feel it now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Holy
shit.
After you hit the 30, Kat,
I feel
this
it.
Thing, this is what you have to look
here,
forward
here's
to.
Here's the thing, though. Like,
I feel it.
I feel it now. But I have felt it since I was like 13 years old because of my spinal problems.
Yeah.
Like it's always been there. It just accelerated.
I've had arthritis since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
That's from fucking masturbating too much, you bastard. Like,
I don't know how you get arthritis in your knees from masturbating, but okay.
You got to strain sometimes.
It's from all the squatting on the dildo.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, so
in the shower with the shower head. You got to squat to get the really good deep.
Since my teen years. Yeah. At 30, it hit harder. Of like, there was a mental thing at 30 of like, this isn't going to get better. This is just going to get worse.
Oh my God, no, it's an 8. Yeah, around 30, I was like, oh my God, I can't do that no more.
And for me, well, Heather wanted to, I guess, lose weight. So we started doing the diet part of the things.
Mm-hmm.
But for me with CrossFit, I've just, as soon as I was like able to lift 315 pounds, I was like, holy shit, this is fucking awesome. I should do more of this.
Mm-hmm. That's like one nutsack though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
See, like
outside of myself though, that's in addition to the nutsack, Sal. So you're talking 315 pounds of nutsack and then lifting nutsack, another one. So that's like a 900 pounds.
To your chin?
945 pounds of nutsack.
945 pound chin nuts.
I am legit though starting to get like addicted to working out to an extent.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those things where like it's really important to just start at the fucking bottom baseline. Not make yourself die.
Yeah. Right. Just
then,
do something.
Because then you're going to take like 7 days off.
To recover.
And then it's fucked. Because like I just had the first experience today actually where today was weight day.
Yeah.
Where I did my weight routine and I was like, I'm good.
Yeah,
like I was dying last time, but I'm cool.
That's when you start increasing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
but it's like when you start out doing more than your body can take, you just kill
yourself.
That's what
you gotta.
And that's
what
I've always done. Every time I dive into it, because I have so much willpower.
Yeah,
I'm like, no, I'll just fucking do it, and then I'm like in bed for a week.
Yeah, you need those, you need those post shakes because they give you a lot of amino acids, and you're not sore. Than
you know what's really good? It's not amino acids.
Sex exercise.
Omega. Yeah, that too. Sex wings. But
that's the top.
Now, one of the things that makes me addicted to working out is the fact that, you know, like I have a bad back. I have bad knees because I'm fucking old.
Yeah.
I'm approaching the 4-0. Like Sal's already there.
Oh,
no, I have a lot of hemorrhoids.
Fucking ancient assholes.
Massive. But I'm 37. And if
you feel young again.
If I stop working out, then it starts to hurt again. Everything starts to hurt again.
Yeah.
Like your back starts hurting, your sciatic starts hurting, your knees start hurting. And one of the one of the most interesting things that happens is this is a common occurrence. If you're injured for any reason, even if it has nothing to do with your workout routine, if you mention the word CrossFit to a doctor, they immediately fucking freak the fuck out because it has a bad reputation. Because there are idiots out there that don't pay attention to their coaches and they injure themselves a lot. Because if it's really easy to injure yourself if you don't pay attention to your coach and you don't do proper form.
Yeah.
So when I got into my car accident, I had to x-ray my knee and my neck and shoulder and stuff because I had really bad whiplash and I hit my knee on the dash and shit like that. No lasting damage from the car accident, by the way. I'm perfectly fine now. I finally fucking have my
car
back.
Except for the retardation.
Well, the retardation was already there.
Oh, okay.
but so
that's not from the car accident.
Yeah, exactly.
Double retardation.
Yeah, yeah. So it's squared. So one of the things that I thought was hilarious was, you know, as soon as I said, like, we were in there and she was like, you know, like saying stuff, you know, like the doctor was saying stuff. And then I turned to Heather and jokingly said, I guess I have to do modified CrossFit. And then the doctor freaked the fuck out. And then, like, later, after the x-rays, she got the results, she called me, and she was kind of, kind of frantic, like, I don't think, she goes, you know, you have, like, extensive, arthritic degeneration, like in your knees. You probably shouldn't be doing stuff like CrossFit. Now, you know, and she was like all surprised, and I was like, yeah, I know. I've had arthritis since I was like 18.
You should get protein collagen.
Yeah.
But the point is,
I'm saying is, like, I know the doctors are freaking out, you shouldn't do shit like that, but the thing is, the addiction of it, I guess, is that when I do it, I feel great. Well, when I stop doing it, I feel like shit.
But also the thing is, like, realistically, you need to find what works for you and then do that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know with, like...
Exactly, no,
okay,
it's true.
Memes aside with the age thing, like, you and Sel, I don't know if you grew up in the same, like... era as I did.
We did. Maybe, oh, no, maybe, we grew up in our own
maybe
era,
Kat
right?
can yeah, attest to it better.
I can't do P90 anymore.
But like...
P90X.
But like for me, when I was growing up, it was like, oh, you want to not be fat? Fucking run.
Yeah.
Constantly. Just run.
You can't run.
I can't run.
Well, I have spinal issues, and I'm also severely overweight. If I run, I will wreck my joints.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do that. So like for running the longest time, I was fat because it was like, well, I can't exercise.
I have plantar fasciitis in my left foot.
But there's plenty of other shit that I can do. I can bike. To no end. That's
elliptical.
Why I do like a mile or two a day on bikes now, because it's like that doesn't impact my joints.
Peloton.
I just grew up with people who like to assume that the way that they got healthy and fit is the way everybody should do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's different.
So I have different people telling me to do different things, and I got too overwhelmed. And I was like, I don't know.
You know what's
what to
the
do.
Universal one though?
The hard thing with that too is like they come out with scientific studies and shit constantly that are like.
Yeah.
Oh, this is right changing. And this is wrong. This is right and this is wrong.
And then
oh,
you see another
well, now the
study
way you're doing, it's
later.
Wrong.
Yeah.
And it's like
it's wrong.
From personal experience, at least, I don't know. Like, I feel like what I'm doing now makes me feel the best. I feel the healthiest that I've felt in a long time.
Yeah, and that's what you're going for.
But a lot of people would tell me I'm doing it wrong because I'm doing so much intermittent fasting. Like, I'm not eating enough so that my metabolism.
I would say that too because to me that sounds fucking crazy talk because I'm a fucking hobbit.
Yeah. But it's like to each their own to an extent. Like it depends on the person to a degree.
I mean, you ain't dead.
There is science.
Almost the same way you're doing it. You know, like I'm naturally not hungry in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I don't eat in the morning. I have a cup of coffee and then like I have a cup of coffee at like 9 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then I don't eat anything until like 1 or 2. But then I'm really hungry usually in the late afternoon, early evening. And so I'm trying to basically just eat from like 1 p.m. to 7:30. Mm-hmm. And then I'm trying not to eat after.
If you can hack it, try putting Kanye pepper into all your shit.
What's that?
Kanye pepper.
Cayenne
I'm going to let you finish.
I was like.
Cayenne pepper.
But cayenne pepper is the best pepper.
Yeah, Kanye pepper.
Why? Because it speeds up metabolism?
Okay. I want to point something out.
It's a thermogenic.
Before the show, so Devin now has two kittens. And
yes,
I fucking swear to God, every time your wife was saying Renoa, and I fucking swear to God, it sounded like Kanye. It sounded like Renoa and Kanye. Every time.
Okay.
So
yeah,
what the
is
fuck
cat's
is your
name?
Cat's
is Kanye? Okay, so our first cat that we got is named Renoa.
Yes, we
and
understand.
And she's from Final Fantasy VIII, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
I named her.
Yes.
Our second cat, Ashley named, Kanade.
Yes,
which is from the anime Angel Beats.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, so they're both Angel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That wasn't necessarily intended.
But afterwards,
we were like...
But in conversational speaking, saying it really fast, it fucking sounded like Kanye.
Okay, but to be fair, also, whenever we take either of them, or God forbid, both of them to the vet, hearing the pronunciations of the names is great.
Oh, yeah.
We've gotten Renoa.
Renoa.
Oh, God.
Renoa Weiner.
Yeah, Renoa has been a big one for Renoa. And then Kanade, everyone's just like, Kanad? Kanadi?
Canadia?
Canade?
Canada.
K-A-N-A-D-E.
Is this mean Canada and like
that's hard. Okay. That's hard, okay?
Yeah, no, it's fair.
Our cat's name is Zoe. Z-O-E. And I literally got Zoe once.
Zoe. Cause there's no Y.
Wow.
Zoe.
You didn't know that was also a spelling of
that's,
Zoe.
That's like if you spelled it Z-O-O-E-Y or
you
something,
what,
and they
though?
Were like, Zooey.
Zooey.
That's a stupid spelling, and there has to be a Y at the end.
Nope.
Yep.
Zoe.
It's like, my name is Cassandra with a K.
Nope.
That would still be pronounced Cassandra. if it had a K. It's not like you're going to be like, Sassandra!
Zoe. It's easy.
Yeah, it's not that hard. It's not fucking rocket science.
Z-O-E-Y.
No.
Might as well just name her Chance or fucking Skylar or some fucking bullshit name.
Yeah, it's Zoe without a Y, please. I do get normal with normal sometimes. Normal.
Normal.
That normal. Makes sense. If Ashton and I ever get another cat, we're going to need a white fluffy cat.
Yes.
And name it Minbo.
What's that from?
Which no one's going to get. It's not even a 1%er. It's like a fucking 0.0001%er.
It sounds like it. Because I should insert crickets after that statement.
You could.
Yes.
Minbo.
Well, yeah, so we've all been trying to be healthy. It's a weird experience.
It's fucking rough.
It's rough.
I'm having a cheat day tonight.
Getting over I feel so sore from this addiction. Week.
You gotta give yourself a treat once in a while.
Me too, I'm sore.
Yeah, I'm sore and tired.
Yesterday,
I feel good.
The push-ups in my workout were killing me. Because in CrossFit, they make you do perfect push-ups or proper push-ups.
Mm. Oh my God, I hate push-ups.
And
planks.
You push up.
I love planks.
I fucking hate
no. I love
planks.
Side planks.
From the ice cream man. Cell.
Yeah, dude.
Okay,
it
side
burns.
The
so
the
good.
Creamsicle ones are amazing.
I think I did. I think the most I did was a 2 minute plank once.
I cream during side planks too. Yeah.
I can do like side dip planks. So you're in the plank position and then you keep
then you
dipping from side to side.
Mm. Yeah,
I like
too.
Those because
I
can handle it.
I like the straight up side plank where you're like on your. Full side and just in the the vertical thing. It hurts in such a good way that I'm like, oh, I'm doing something.
You gotta try banana planks.
What's that?
No. You lay on your stomach and then you pull yourself up.
And then you pull your dick out.
And then you roll over and then you roll over and then you push yourself
That's
forward.
That's like dick push-ups, right?
Is it about time for a break? Because I gotta piss so hard.
And then you flip
yourself
over.
It is. It is time for a break.
I'm gonna like whip it out in the middle of the studio pretty soon.
It is time for a break because two
people
I
don't
people
think I
could
show you
piss,
on Sam's fucking floor.
Two people
dude.
Have to pee and two people are really, really hungry.
Yeah.
And
we're not gonna get food.
I'm in both of those camps.
Yeah.
Me too, actually. So
three people are hungry.
We'll be back after this break and I think we'll actually talk about our most anticipated games of the year.
The end of the beginning. Or the beginning of the end. Is this the end of the beginning? I'll ask you this, my friend.
Sam here. I just want to let you know that you can check out my show, Advanced Band. I think you will find my hacking skills to be top-notch. Listen at advancedbandshow.com. Now it's time to play some Never Journey.
Hey, so this is Andy, and I'm on a show called Advanced Band. My favorite episode is where I beat Sam's high score in Wolfenstein, so you should check it out, or whatever. Listen at advancedbandshow.com. Hey, freak boy, let's get to class.
Anyway, most
but
anticipated
games
of 2020. Now, how should we do this? Should we go around and each of us say like our most anticipated games?
Most
or do
anticipated
we want to do like a countdown?
Game.
Like,
yeah.
All the games are getting delayed.
Well, they'll all be delayed. Even if they haven't been delayed yet, they will be delayed.
They're
going to
get delayed because of the new consoles. That's why most of them
can
are
we just do like maybe
year.
Our top three and a half, top four?
Yes.
I have one game that I'm
because I've only got a handful
to.
That
Anything
I'm super
else?
Stoked no. on.
Let's each name our three most anticipated without saying anything else. We'll go around each say our three and then we'll talk about all of them because I know some of us are gonna have the same ones. So then we narrow it down a little bit.
Almost certainly, yeah. Okay.
How about that? That sound good? How about that?
Catch me outside. How about that? Sounds good to me. Kat.
Me?
You start.
Okay. Well, because
it was your idea.
Obviously, Final Fantasy VII Remake. I know it's been delayed, but I don't care.
Hell
it's still coming out this year.
September now, right?
No.
Or April?
No, it's in April.
April.
No,
the other one was
eventually
September.
It'll be September.
The other one was September.
Cyberpunk 2077. I'm pretty
That's
excited
September.
About that.
Yeah, it's September.
Pretty excited about that. And then my third one is going to be kind of a trump card. I'm pretty excited about Animal Crossing because I want to play it.
So you're doing it wrong.
I've never played
played
an Animal Crossing game, and it looks really cute. It's going to be my new form of like Pokemon, I guess.
Yours is a lot hotter than mine.
Samson.
I've played like one Animal Crossing game.
Yeah, well, I played a little bit of one.
Cyberpunk and Final Fantasy VII are definitely on my list, both of which were delayed.
Yep.
But the one you haven't mentioned yet for me, I think, is probably still bigger than those two.
Yep.
Which is hard because I love Final Fantasy VII. I was not raised on it, but I grew up on it. You were raised on it.
Yep. I know exactly what you're going to say, though.
Yeah, and it's Last of Us 2.
Doi!
Yeah. I mean, Last of Us 2 because holy shit, man.
It's been so long.
And the first game was just heart-wrenching. Gut-wrenching, like, ridiculousness.
But it was just predictable trash, Spike.
But before we push X.
Okay,
just push
but X. Yes. But yes, but yes. We have to go through our
cross
list
before we get into talk. It.
Just push cross.
So.
Only one I'm actually looking forward to is Resident Evil.
Nice.
Like everything
okay.
else.
Resident Evil 3?
Yeah, Resident Evil 3.
RE3
the
remake.
Final Fantasy.
Which got a new trailer like within the last
I'm
few days.
I'm very skeptical about Final Fantasy.
But are you excited?
Not really.
Okay.
Wow.
I was looking forward to it. So
I was. The finger point. The double finger point and the backwards finger point.
Nobody else can see that other than us.
I didn't point it out. Now he's fingering me.
Once the delays, when they announced the delays.
There we go.
That's right. When he killed it for
now,
me.
That's
I was like,
two
oh,
in the
fuck,
pink.
It's not
one
gonna
pink,
stink.
Pink stink.
Normally, when I have a bad feeling about a game,
cat's not amused.
It's usually
I'm
correct.
Trying to listen.
Normally, when I have a bad feeling about a game, it's usually correct, and I have a bad feeling about Final Fantasy.
Yeah, to be perfectly honest,
I actually do too.
But
before we get into
was
it,
that all of us?
No, Devin didn't go.
Let Devin go. Let
okay.
Jesus.
Okay, it'll be
Jesus.
Really fast. It'll be really fast
we need
because.
Order.
Okay, so I have four.
Order in the court.
I have four. It's like three and a half. But
his wife is in the bathtub shooting submarines.
The main three have already been said are Final Fantasy VII Remake, Last of Us 2, and the biggest one for me is RE3 Remake. And then the half one is Elden Ring, if it comes out. Because it doesn't have a release
date. I completely forgot
about
that because there are so many fucking memes. I thought it was already out already.
Yeah, it doesn't have a release date yet. So it might come out like winter 2020.
Okay.
So that's why I'm counting it, but realistically it'll probably be 2021.
Okay.
That's why it's a half one.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's dive into some shit.
Let's talk
which
about,
one do we want to talk about first?
I think Final Fantasy VII Remake, because okay. I was just saying
I also have a sinking feeling about it being fucking
I have
a,
yes. bad
a problem.
Feeling
I don't
it's
have a good
suck.
Feeling about it.
I hope
I hope yeah, exactly. I hope that it's
but because it could be and it should be fucking amazing with these graphics. Like the all the graphical stuff that they've shown so far is
the visuals. The visuals look good.
Like the music now should be amazing. Like it should be a fucking masterpiece at this point.
But no, it's
but I'm scared.
I think it's gonna be the gameplay is gonna be slightly worse than Final Fantasy. What was the last one?
15.
It's not gonna be as good as it. Mind you, that one wasn't like great.
I feel like
I feel
like
be better than 15 mechanically.
Here's 15, my
15. They were like trying to do something totally like new and like real time strategy sort of thing.
They did that in 13.
I'm
and
really
and
this,
didn't
is,
work
this
I feel like 7. They'll try to make it a little bit more recognizable.
This might just be my like anxiety talking, but since we have voice acting now, I feel like there's so much of it. That too much of it might suck.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that because voice acting can make or break anything, not just a video game.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they have Japanese with subtitles.
Yeah.
Because
I would love to play it
unless
with
it
subs.
Unless it completely.
That would be the best thing in the world. Oh my God.
I'm not going to lie. I did see recently like on YouTube, just in my recommended feed. Voice actor of Yuffie plays something, and it was like because now voice actors want to be YouTubers also.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was like, and it was like voice of Yuffie wants to be the same. And I was like, I did eye roll. I was like, oh come on, please. Like, OG Yuffie doesn't have a voice.
Yeah. The only time
if you fucking done Kingdom Hearts, I don't know if that counts.
Yeah. The only time that voice
so I'm a little
acting
concerned.
Voice acting ever works is if they completely rework the mouth movement. Into English.
The mouth flaps.
Yeah, to fit English. Normally they won't. They'll just use the Japanese. And they And they put intonations and long vowels into fucking shit just to match up the mouth flaps. And it fucking
like when you sucks, say "git goo,"
yeah,
"git goo."
God, nay, that, and then it sounds so fucking horrible. But if you
Segoy Destiny,
if you listen to it in Japanese, it's totally fine because it fits, right?
El suki suki.
But if they're gonna do complete English like voiceovers, I hope it's actual English voice acting, you know.
My thing at this point is that I hope they hire actual voice actors.
Yes.
They have.
Not like just people who are popular or who are big.
No.
Like we've talked about Troy Baker. Like I love Troy in a certain respect, but like sometimes I feel like he gets work just because he's Troy
Baker.
And then there's other instances in like animation. It's more animation than video games now, but like an animation where it's like
who's the one that
Angelina
the voice
Jolie
for...
will do a voice acting thing because hey, she's Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
But then she just does her voice.
Oh my god.
She doesn't do a thing.
I
just hope they hire like actual voice actors.
The
who
actress
do a competent
who plays
job.
Bernadette doing fucking Harley Quinn.
Melissa Rauch. Wait, what? Melissa Rauch did Harley Quinn?
She did Harley Quinn and it was Batman and Harley Quinn animation. Horrible, dude. I was like, oh my god, this is so it sounded like fucking her husband in the show.
I feel like we're on last episode now.
Howard?
Howard's mom.
The haptic gloves tickling the balls.
The haptic gloves tickling the balls. Well, I think we've heard enough about us three assholes. Cat, Final Fantasy VII, we all apparently have concerns about it. How do you feel?
Do I think it's going to be better than the original? No, of course
not.
It's
not possible.
It's, right?
Yeah,
that's
you can't
very,
beat the original. You just have to try to...
The nostalgia
that's very
too
hard
powerful.
To live up to. So I'm not going into it expecting to be blown the fuck away. I'm going into it expecting to have a great time. Replay my favorite game in modern graphics and also experiencing something a little bit different because they are not doing it exactly like the original game, which I respect that. I prefer that. I wouldn't want them to just carbon copy the original game but with better graphics.
It's
I want
the better
something
choice,
new.
Honestly.
Yeah, I want something a little bit more modern, something where after 20 plus years of video games, we have a better idea of what people like in 2020.
Well, the thing
know?
Is, like, you can't
Square
do...
Enix, though. They can't fucking not make it better than the original.
Well, the thing is, the original Resident, is such Resident, a masterpiece. Like, you can't just do the same thing and expect to do better at it. Like, it's a masterpiece.
Resident,
it's
Resident
untouchable.
Resident Evil 2, Resident yeah. Evil 3.
I wouldn't say Resident Evil 2 Remake is better than Resident Evil 2. It's
better.
Different.
It looks and bounds better. The
Deeps
and
bounds.
It's different.
Yeah,
it's Deeps and bounds.
No,
atmosphere was way better on.
It's different
on the remake than it was on the first one. It was,
but the
first
but the original had
as,
that nostalgic like old school survival horror vibe, and the remake didn't have that. It had something similar, but it was different and modernized. Like it wasn't the same thing.
I don't think
with Final Fantasy that you can try to
remember,
do that again.
Like, I don't remember the second one being as good as the remake. Like, the remake... I remember the remake more than I remember the second one.
Also, I'm not too worried about the voice acting. Because they are hiring professional actors, actresses, voice actors, voice actresses.
Okay, good. I didn't know.
The
I haven't bothered to look into it.
So, the girl who plays Aerith seems... fucking perfect for her. She's just the cutest little thing and she's super excited about the role, and I watched like a video of her just talking to like her existing fans and making an announcement on YouTube like, I'm the voice of Aerith, because she was able to do it somewhat recently, like a month or two ago, something like that. And she was
that's always
her,
a good sign when the actors are like super stoked about it.
She was very excited, and I think she said in her video something more like I know how big this is. I know how important it is for me to nail this. So I'm telling you guys right now, I had a lot of fun doing it. I did my very best, and I think you're going to be proud of the performance that I put forward.
That sounds very similar to like Henry Cavill doing The Witcher.
Right, exactly.
Like,
a fan.
I'm into
why
this.
I said, ah, fuck.
It's, yeah. It's a fan.
Well, that's what made me think of it too, is like someone who's just really into it, who's like, hey, I'm a fan too, and I'm going to do the best job that I can for you.
Yeah.
Like that's a good sign. That makes me feel more hopeful.
And also, they don't...
Because I don't know anything about the voice actors that they chose.
I don't think they have very well-known voice actors and actresses, except for Sephiroth.
Honestly, in my opinion, that's better.
Yeah, well-known. Yeah.
I'd rather they just pick people who can do the job really well
the people that are
than,
good at the job,
like, just a famous person who can do it.
The only actor I've heard of from anything else
Please let it be Lance Bass.
No, it's not Lance Bass.
Wait, who plays Sephiroth?
Tyler Hoechlin, he's on Teen Wolf.
Who did he play? He played...
I forgot the name of his character.
The jock?
No, he's older.
Let me show
I'd have been
picture.
Happier if it was Lance Bass.
Is he? Yeah. Oh, he's Superman. Yeah,
what?
He plays Superman in the current DC universe on The Flash and shit like that.
I mean,
he
sounds
werewolf.
Great.
He's a werewolf in, he's an alpha werewolf.
In Teen Wolf. Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, I've heard him speak as Sephiroth in the trailers, and I think he sounds great. I think everyone sounds great, but you know what? You guys are right. Like, the performance is important. Just because they sound great in the trailers doesn't mean they're going to be great.
The performance,
could
be amazing, but if it's a scene from, like, the Final Fantasy X where it's like, ha, 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 it's not going to fit right.
That was on purpose.
You motherfuckers give that scene fucking shit, but that was intentional.
That's context.
And it was glorious.
It's
and
amazing.
It was great.
And it's so meme-worthy. I'm glad it happened.
Yes. What the fuck? You fucking millennials.
Yeah, right?
Dude, it was the context of the scene, you guys.
Dude, there's
10
is amazing.
I love 10. Don't get me wrong. I'm not putting it down.
No, and that scene is great.
Although I hate that they never said Titus's name, so we'll forever be fighting over whether it's
Titus or Tetus.
Fucking hate that.
No, that's like GIF or GIF. It's fucking Titus.
No, if it's
no,
Japanese,
it's fucking
it's Tetus. If it's
and
you,
I
if
and
Japanese
I hate
are
that
saying
it's
Tetus. It, it's Tetus.
No, but you gotta understand. No.
Because in my mind, it's Titus.
No, look at me. Listen to me. It's Titus, just like it's GIF.
I wish it was Titus, but
no.
It's Tetus.
No,
just
no,
like
no.
It's not Zidane in Final Fantasy IX, it's
Zidane. You don't understand.
Because
the
Japan.
The creator of the GIF calls it GIF, but that's incorrect. It's GIF. Now do you understand? It's Titus. Now fuck off.
Anyway,
dude,
that's
looking
why
back
we
at the pronunciation of old Final Fantasy names just triggers me so hard. Like Zidane being Zidane just kills me.
No, fuck that. No.
I can't handle
it. It's Zidane.
I can't handle it.
It's Zidane. There's an E. It's Zidane.
There is an E. Like, how is it Zidane? I don't understand.
Is it Garnot? No, it's Garnet.
It's, was it Kefka?
Yeah.
Kefka?
Wait, no, Kefka's from 6.
Kefka-san!
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just Kefka.
It's Kefuka. But no, that's the thing. If they completely redid the facial animations to be English, it'll work right. The voice acting will be amazing. But if they didn't, and they just overlay fucking bad Chinese fucking acting, like right watching an
Chinese
old,
cartoons,
yeah, watching an old kung fu movie being dubbed.
Okay, well, I don't think it'll be that bad.
I feel like they are gonna
most
change
sub versus
the movement.
Dub. I'm hoping they do.
They know
a lot of the times they don't.
They know how important it is to Western audiences. All right.
I think we've given enough time to set.
I think we have. I'll just end by saying that, like, while I have voiced some concerns, I am optimistic. I'm just cautiously optimistic.
I'm excited.
I'm having
like,
a bad.
I'm scared, but I hope it's good.
I have a bad feeling in my gut. It's not going to be good.
I'm all excited. Right. I'll be the ray of optimism here.
So, Cyberpunk.
I got a bad feeling
delayed.
The moment they said it was going to be episode.
I know Cyberpunk's delayed, but
Cyberpunk!
But it also has
Keanu Reeves! Woo!
Whoa. I think the reason they delayed it is,
dude, we just watched all
light in the loafers.
It's
light in the loafers. There's very little content in the fucking game, the initial game.
Yeah, like, I don't
know
how
to delay it, and I think that's what it was, dude. They won't say that it
wasn't enough hours.
They're
of game
polishing.
Play.
Yeah,
they're
I
polishing
feel like
the game, and
because they even said like it's playable already. It's
yeah,
it's done. They're just not happy with it. So I feel like Yeah, maybe there's just not quite enough.
It doesn't have that much content there. In it, and they have to add more shit in.
Because they've hyped it up so fucking hard. That they have to deliver it.
They brought out Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, you've got to deliver.
No, you're breathtaking.
I think it, at most it has maybe 15, 20 hours of content right now. And that's why they
that's low.
Especially for CD Projekt Red. Yeah, they can't.
Yeah,
anything
CD
less than about 40 to 60 hours.
That's
is
good though that they delay it because they literally go, okay, this isn't up to our standards, and it's not what our fucking fans deserve, and that's good.
That's the thing is like delays in game releases is a good thing,
right?
90% of the time, because when you rush shit, you
get
like
it's annoying, but
well, it's better than getting trash.
It's more annoying when it's Blizzard.
But it's like, you know,
because they go on forever.
If Mass Effect 3 had been able to be delayed until it was done, it would have been a masterpiece.
It wouldn't have fucking janked the fuck out of the...
Yeah, no, it would have been a masterpiece if BioWare had had the time to finish it. But no, EA had to release it at a certain time. And I mean, there's like certain business prospects that like, yeah, I get it. Like, it needs to release at a certain time to hit specific quotas and all that. But
right.
For the actual piece of art, like, it needs to be done. And yeah. Whenever I see delays, like, I mean, at this point, it's kind of a meme because everything gets delayed.
Yeah, even The Last of Us got delayed, too.
But I get kind of happy when there's delays, too, because I'm like, good, they have time to fix whatever is not good.
Yeah.
Because something's not good. They're not proud of something, which is why they want it to be delayed. So thank God they get to fix whatever that is.
And speaking
that's
of
not good.
The Last of Us.
Spike.
Fuck you, Spike.
Press X to win.
Press X.
Cross.
I think that's...
I'm pumped for Last of Us 2.
Yeah, dude.
Honestly.
Last of Us... Okay, so, I mean, y'all remember my experience with Last of Us. If you've been back to... I think it was... No, I know. I know it was episode 5.
There's a poster.
It's right there on the poster. Episode 5, when we spoke about Last of Us on that episode so long ago. Jesus Christ. That was like 6 years ago now.
Yeah,
when
Dev
that happened.
Devin and I weren't even here.
Exactly. Yeah. That, when we
no,
had
I remember
episode, like,
I listened to that episode.
6 years ago. He platinumed it.
And ran over to Sam and was like, yo, this Spike motherfucker's got to die.
Yeah.
We need words.
Flipping out. That's, you know, that was partially when I was like, you know, like considering him for being on the show. But on that episode, I had literally like, basically it's like, it was like I binged Last of Us. Mm. Because I played it for a while. And then I was like, fuck, I have to finish this because we're going to do a show about this. And I literally, I went home at 4 p.m. I played Last of Us until 4 in the morning the next day to beat it. 12 hours straight of that game was fucking traumatizing. There was like PTSD after that shit.
Can I tell you a secret really quick?
Yeah.
I've never beaten... The Last of Us.
What? You fucking whore.
Now, because I got...
You shut your whore mouth.
This is why.
Just kidding.
Because I think back then, I was a different gamer than I am now. It stressed me out, and I got stuck at a certain point.
It's a very stressful game, yeah.
I couldn't get past, like, this... There's this one area where I have to, like... I'm, like, I'm dangling by my feet. Like, I'm upside down, and I'm tied up by my feet. And I have to, like, help Ellie at the same time.
Oh, that sequence was fucking horrifying.
I couldn't get past that sequence because I was just too... I was too stressed out and too scared to, like, calm down and, like, have the accuracy to get through it.
Yeah, that sequence was nuts.
I got stuck there, and I just didn't pick it up again. So maybe now that Last of Us 2 is coming out, I can get it on Steam or something and stream it.
I think it was, like... It was maybe 1 in the morning or something, and I was, like, considering going to bed. But that was at the point where Ellie gets captured, and Joel is, like, injured. He has to wake up and to save Ellie. And I was, like, it's like, 1:30 in the morning, and I was, like, I'm going to go to bed. And I was, like, no, fuck, I have to save Ellie.
Yeah.
I have to save Ellie. I can't.
It's,
no.
It's
I have
one of those
to do
things
this.
Where, like, so recently they did Metacritic did like their top whatever games of the year.
Yeah.
And on some of the lists, because they did like 50 different fucking lists with different criteria or whatever. But on at least one of them, Last of Us was like at the top.
Yeah.
And at least for me, like, my Twitter was blowing up with people being like, oh, it's not even top 10 of the decade. Fuck you. That game's not that good.
Oh, fuck
the,
off.
The gameplay is fucking derivative and yada yada. And it's like, okay. It's like, okay, like, to be fair, it's not, like, revolutionary in gameplay, but the gameplay's solid. And the big point is the narrative.
Yeah, it's
the narrative's fucking amazing.
Dude, like the very,
I couldn't put that shit down when I played
the initial fucking intro. The fucking intro just destroys you immediately. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
It instantly just,
are we fucking watching This Is Us? Like, what the hell is this bullshit?
It instantly wrecked my soul with that fucking prologue.
You're like, what the fuck?
And from that point until the fucking end credits, like, I couldn't put it down. The narrative was too engulfing.
It kills you and makes you your heart into stone until the very end.
Where... Yeah, and
so as long as it keeps that spirit, like there's no way it can go wrong.
Yeah, and
so far the only complaint I've ever seen is like, oh, but social justice because Ellie's gay now, and I'm like, motherfuckers, did you play the original game? Because she's been gay since the inception.
And the expansion, it alluded to that.
No, dude, in the base game, it alluded to her being gay. They just didn't flat out say it, but she intimated that she was.
Yeah, but SJWs, if you don't say it, it doesn't count.
It's like, fuck off.
And anyway, it's like...
Girls are allowed to be gay if they want to be.
Who the fuck cares? Why does her sexual orientation fucking matter?
No, it's like the hardcore reactionary anti-SJWs that are like, oh, there's a gay person, I have to get mad. It's like, no, shut up now.
You know what I got mad about? I fucking saved all of the goddamn flamethrower and the fucking fuel, and I never used it. That's what I was fucking pissed about. God damn it. I wanted to burn those motherfuckers, and I was like, no. I gotta wait till there's like a really dangerous boss. No, and I never fucking used it.
That's fucking survival horror 101.
Yes.
Is you just stockpile a resource and never use it.
But
that's me in every
it's
game.
It's like the RE2 Magnum. You just stockpile.
No, that game.
I have like
never
4,000 rounds of
I think the best,
that having
the most,
done
yeah,
in 7 days.
Exactly. I think the most cathartic part about that game, both and traumatizing, was the whole cannibal kidnapping thing and the end result. When Ellie's fucking beating that motherfucker on the ground of that like cafe or whatever the fuck that is, it's fucking burning down, you know, just before Joel gets there, you're just fucking beating the shit out of him. You know how that it's like, it tells you to like press X or whatever, but like, I fucking tell you right now, long after it was telling you to press X, I was fucking busting my controller, smashing
like,
the controller,
fuck
like, fuck this fucking piece of shit.
And
die,
also,
motherfucker,
as a
die.
Side note, if you want to get into like the social justice shit, like, that's how you show a strong female character. So you just let her be a badass.
No, she's the fucking badass.
Don't tell me she's cool. Just make her cool.
I don't care if she's gay. I don't care. Whatever.
Ellie's fucking
she's
awesome.
She's a fucking badass.
Yeah.
And
so
the voice
that's
actress
why I'm
is amazing,
that's
too,
why I'm
kind of
stoked now for the sequel. Is like, okay, now it's more Ellie-focused. Like, okay, sweet. Like, she was set up as a fucking kick-ass character
in
the first game, but it wasn't really about her.
I know that I was saying throughout... Like I said, like the turning point where I just had to finish the game in the middle of the night and was like, I can't go to sleep now. I have to finish the game was to save Ellie, but she didn't need saving. Like she was done. Like I mean,
you could argue that she needed saving.
Yes, because she was about to burn in a fucking fire.
No, but from herself, because she was too bad.
No, exactly.
In a way,
that's what the next game is about.
Which
is
that's what I mean. She was very strong. She was too
just,
strong.
It's so thoughtful.
Yeah,
and
no, it was so good.
Just so well done.
It was
so
good.
I for one am super fucking excited to see now. Like, okay, she's out on her own. Like. As much
still
as I love Joel,
okay,
like
I
love Joel,
out,
but we got Joel's story.
I
we have
point
his
something
arc.
Out. The fucking foundation, the fucking formative years of this goddamn motherfucking podcast started with goddamn Last of Us, okay? Episode 5.
And now the podcast will die with Last of Us.
And maybe.
Keep
on gaming. Oh.
The Last of Us.
Oh, pooping
really
over 40.
Seem
oh.
That old. Like, I can't
it doesn't
believe it's
feel
that
like
old.
But it is.
That's crazy.
It is.
It is.
Surprisingly. So
That's what happens when you get old, though, too. Like, the older
old.
You get, it's like, that doesn't seem like it was that
hey,
long ago.
Hey,
oh,
Kat,
fuck, that was a decade
we've
ago.
All,
oh,
we've, all, we've all hit the 30 mark, and you're getting close to it.
Almost this year.
Yeah.
Dirty
30. At the end of the year, but, you know.
We got to do something for your dirty 30. We got to make up for Devin's dirty
30,
because I didn't fucking realize.
Once you hit 30, your uterus is just going to fall out.
No, that's more like
you'll become
35.
Yennefer.
Zero babies.
That's more like 35, 36.
Your boobies are going to deflate. Shit's going to start sagging.
My boobs aren't big enough to deflate. So.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised. A cups can deflate.
Nope.
I've seen it happen.
You ever seen a fried egg nailed to a chalkboard? Fried egg's not that big either.
I don't think we're helping.
Anyway.
You're scaring her. He's like, oh my God, what's it happening?
How about?
I know what happens when you get older, okay? I'm not a child anymore.
You're
I already got wrinkles on my neck.
You're
like,
maybe 98% sure what's going to happen, but you're not 100% sure
what's going to happen. Okay, I'll
agree with that. How about that RE3 remake, though?
Holy crap, I got a boner.
Holy crap. I got three boners.
They released
the
trailer
on top of each other.
They released a trailer, and then it's like, hey, guess what? It's in April. I was like, what? I thought at the end of the year at most.
Yeah, it's same here.
Holy shit.
Like, it was rumored that they were working on it as soon as the RE2 remake dropped, but I still didn't think we'd get it until
maybe Christmas 2020. Next year.
And they're like, no, fucking April.
Nope, April. I was like, holy shit. What?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know what I didn't like about the trailer,
though?
That was
good.
I didn't hear stars.
Stars.
Did you see the most recent trailer?
No.
It's in the most recent one.
Shit. Yeah. There's a
there's a trailer that dropped within the last three or 4 days, and the very end of the trailer is stars.
Wasn't there also there was an Easter egg?
In Resident Evil 2 remake.
Yeah. With stars.
But they put it in later on.
Yeah.
So the most recent trailer has stars in it. And,
nut.
It's like, hold it back.
Nut
it back,
so
baby.
Hard. Because I like Resident Evil 2 more than 3.
Dude, 3 is my jam, dude.
2 is my favorite of all time. But, 3 I feel like had a lot of potential, but the way that they implemented Nemesis was kind of annoying. And I feel like now with the learning they have from Mr. X in the RE2 remake, they're going to make Nemesis epic.
I think for me it was 1. And the remake of 1.
1 was, 1 was 1. That was excellent. But 2 for me, dialed in the survival horror element.
It was 3 though, with the amazing, because
1 was more goofy.
Card. No, 1 had the, what's that? It's blood.
What a mansion.
What's that? It's a monster.
You were almost a Jill sandwich.
Open that
Barry
door.
Was the man.
Barry is still the man.
No, you know what?
Dude, did you play? Okay. Because I know you're old school. Did you ever play Resident Evil Revelations or Revelations 2? Because Revelations 2 has motherfucking Barry.
Yeah, Barry's in that one.
And he's still epic.
No, I didn't.
Sam's not a gamer.
You gotta play that.
I don't play games.
You gotta play Revelations 2.
I started this podcast solely on the fact that I had friends that were gamers. I don't play games.
Exactly, and most of the games, quote unquote, that he played were like all retro games. Most of the first year was like, hey, remember when we played? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, well, Revelations 1 was Jill on a boat, and it was also good. But
she's
Revelations
on a boat.
2, Revelations 2 has Barry. And he's like, surly old bastard. It's great. I love Revelations.
Nice.
But yeah, I'm fucking pumped for RE3 remake. Mm. That's probably what I'm most excited for. Because I'm a survival horror nut.
Yeah, you
are. I have Silent Hill tattoos. Come on.
Yeah, Silent Hill tattoos. You're wearing a fucking
golden, fucking nuts.
Golden Girls t-shirt.
Yeah. Stay
that's
golden.
The ultimate survival horror. Is
yeah,
fucking
absolutely.
Golden Girls.
I think they need to stop there, though. This should be the last
one. Fucking Betty White's the winner of that one.
I agree.
There's no way they can improve on 4. If I was not that great in 6.
No, there's no reason. There's no reason. There's no justification for ever revisiting 5 or 6.
Which was the one in Africa that was co-op?
5.
5. Shiva. Hurry.
I liked it. I liked it. Heather and I played that one. We liked
Shiva.
It.
Shiva. No, the thing is, 5 and even 6 has enjoyment that you can get, but it's big, dumb action movie enjoyment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And the first 3 games are survival horror games.
Five was enjoyable.
And
but
4,
agreed.
Is a, 4 is a weird in-between that, personally, I actually don't like 4 very
much.
The
only reason...
I played 4.
Fucking unpopular opinion.
I played 3 and 5.
4 is the favorite.
the one four was where they were in like Spain or some shit.
Yeah, it was like Eastern Europe.
Yeah, like, hijo de puta.
Yeah, for real. They said that.
The dude chucks a fucking axe at you.
And they had these weird parasites and there were giants and it was fucking weird. But it was like this weird bridge between survival horror and action that most people responded to really positively. I personally didn't like it.
I liked it because they finally changed the control scheme.
See, I like tank controls. But I'm fucking weird.
No, yeah, the old fucking where you have to hit left to turn around and shit.
Like, where you have to hit left to turn left.
he slowly fucking just shuffles.
Yeah, give me those tank controls, like, motherfucker. No.
Yeah.
That's why I love the first three Silent Hills so much. Tank controls.
I don't like
the atmospheric horror.
I like the gameplay in 4, but I don't like the story in 4. The story in 4 was kind of like... They dialed it in big time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I think is that all of our anticipated games?
That's legit, by the way, a line from the game. He's not just spouting shit.
De puta.
That's actually in the game, and it's only in RE4. It's like every 30 seconds.
Yeah.
In certain areas, when you're fighting
the big mob of villagers, you hear that like hijo de puta
fucking constantly. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's bad.
I think those were all the big ones anyway.
With a different line at least.
Other than hopefully
Spanish people say more than just that.
No, they don't.
Nah.
Other than hopefully fingers crossed if we get Elden Ring.
That's
this year.
Saying cunt.
No, my mom says ay wey puta. Not hijo de puta.
What does Ai Wei mean? Ai Wei.
Ai Weiwei is a Chinese artist.
Like, holy shit.
Because I love... And I puta think I say that once in a
puta
while just because I like
a,
it.
A slut or a bitch.
Oh, I know that.
Tiquero puta.
Yeah, no, the
best Rammstein
dun,
song.
Dun, 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 dun.
There's a couple guys I work with that'll come up to me and be like, hola, mi amor, ¿cómo estás?
Oh, damn. Yeah, they like you.
Yeah.
Because you're a hot cat, apparently.
One calls me mi corazón, and I said, oh,
damn.
My heart.
Damn, you got the Mexicans falling in love with you. Jeez.
Like,
Poles and Mexicans.
They're just being sweet, so why not be sweet?
Foreigners love them girls. In the
yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of delays. I think there's going to be more delays, honestly.
Yeah.
Just because...
I just hope that everything actually comes out in 2020.
Everybody wants to get in on that new console smell. So
yeah.
I just want to nut over Elden Ring.
That's
I'm not even going to lie.
A lot of them
are not. Me too.
I mean,
yeah, I want to see it happen and hope it's good.
And actually also, random side note. Souls note. There's actually a pretty strong rumor also that Demon Souls is getting remastered for PS5.
Yeah, they're talking about that.
I would totally
which would
play
be hype
then.
As fuck.
Oh, man,
I would totally play it then.
The controls in Demon Souls were horrible. Holy shit.
Yeah, but if it gets remade,
it's gonna
fucking play like DS3, but it's gonna be Demon
Hopefully
Souls.
Hopefully,
that would be beautiful.
That would be so good.
The dragon at the beginning on that one fucking rips your ass.
I haven't kept up on the news, but some production company that has been like involved with either FromSoft or Bandai Namco in the past is working on a big launch title for PS5 that they're not allowed to talk about. That they maybe were in Japan
NDAs
for. So
and
it's
all
like,
that.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like it's pretty possible, but
yeah,
I mean they did DSR, so you know, why not remake Demon Souls?
Yeah,
why would you skip that?
Well,
you know. That would be hype.
Yes, it would.
Especially, like, waiting for Elden Ring. I'm sorry, you put fucking Miyazaki with George R. R. Martin, and, like, where would you like me to send my box of cum?
No, I don't...
Yes.
I don't even have a fucking cum sock at this point.
Sal
I have a box.
Sal doesn't care about Rural Simulator.
I'll just
ship it to
you.
The game, it sounds like it's going to be something good, but if they got Martin on there, it's probably not going to be as good as it should have been.
Well, the way that
Martin
been...
likes fucking working himself into corners.
But the way that it's been described so far, though, is that like Martin just came up with the overarching like lore, and then Miyazaki is actually implementing it in his own like way.
All right. Well, that would be awesome.
Which could be great.
But
I'm also looking forward to...
I'm going to punch you in the dick.
You know what else I'm looking forward to?
I'll piss all over you guys now.
Is the after show food.
You want to look forward to the golden shower right now if y'all don't shut up.
I'm doing the pee-pee dance over there.
Alrighty then. I think that's all we have for our most anticipated games of 2020.
That's all you have.
That's all I have. There's plenty more. We can make another episode. I don't care. Whatever. I got plenty of shit that I have to cut out and I have to leave and whatever.
Yeah, good luck editing this one, motherfucker.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Sorry
it's going to take you
that.
Like 3 days.
3 days. Well, I got a 3-day weekend, so yay, I'm going to be editing for 3 days.
Perfect.
3-day weekend.
Flawless victory.
Yeah, Martin Luther King Day.
No, that doesn't exist for my work.
Ha, 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 ha. Get good, pleb.
It's a NAMM convention this weekend, so I'm going to be working.
Oh. Dude, you better be careful not to pop any popcorn, because those fuckers are going to have like flashbacks of NAMM.
It gets the wrong one, but okay. Good night, you motherfucking nerds.
Night.
We love you guys. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much to all the nerds that listened. You can find us at strengthengaming.com or email us at info@strcast.com.
Butt-ginity in a long time.
If you wait 7 years, like 7 years or more, old. you get your butt-ginity back.
No, not with these roids. It's permanently gone.
Guys, like, what the fuck is butt-ginity?
No, I know what you're saying. I'm just over it.
She's like, I'm just over it.
Fuck. Start the damn show. Jesus.
I just did. I just started the fucking show.
And then we started talking about Virginia, a very important subject.
It's better than talking about fucking animes with less than 30 frames.
Don't let's just move on, because y'all shitting on an anime that I like and doesn't feel great. Okay.